Good morning, Patriots. And for all those in Texas, I hope you're staying warm. We're getting through this storm. It's got to be the craziest storm ever. I tell you, things that you guys are going through and the deceit that happened down there is unbelievable. You know, this morning, I woke up to two things. Isaiah 34 running through my head, which I had not read recently enough to know what it was. And one word, truth. And I sat down, my normal thing, getting ready for the show. And I have to admit, there's a lot of times like this, it's almost like a Christmas morning package. And you, like, what's Isaiah 34? Let's go check that out. And I had to take a breath, I'll be honest. Because Isaiah 34 is judgment on the nations. So I think today's message is going to be probably a little heavier, but I think it's deeply reflective, and I think it will leave us with something to really consider today and to reflect very deeply on where we're going. And so before I jump there into Isaiah, let me begin with John 14:6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Truth is a center point that is screaming to be heard and to be seen in this world. Truth is that thing that people are trampling on every single day. It's all one has to do is simply pay attention to what's going on in Texas and know that the truth was trampled upon at the expense of God's children. The truth is continuing to be trampled upon at the expense of God's children. And what I think we can all agree, and what I think we are in a time that God is moving, and he's not playing, and there is no games in this. And there is no time to be diddling around trying to decide where you're going to stand. Right now, the lines are very clear. They could not have been made more clear. All one has to do is to look. And if that's a hard thing for a person to do, all they really have to do is just pray to God for discernment, for eyes to see. Because it's right before us. And on one side is deceit. It's a world that's woven in deceit. It's a world that is built on fear. And it's built on the me decisions. On the other side is truth. And it's not an easy path by any means. In fact, I would place a picture in my head. If someone said to me, "What does truth look like?" I'd say it looks like a rough climb up the face of a mountain. And I don't have any gear but my hands and my footholds. But what I do have in climbing that mountain that I don't have in going down that easy path is I have God. And I think if we listen closely, we're going to hear something very simple and profound. And I think it would be something like this: speak truth. That's all I ask. Speak truth. And if we speak truth, we shake mountains. Truths are not easy to face. And that's why when Isaiah 34 came to mind, and Isaiah 34 was running in my head, and I had to reflect because it's a heavy passage. It's truth in its own way. Whether it applies as far as fire and brimstone in this very moment, I don't think there can be any question that there is judgment upon this nation. There is judgment upon all nations. One only has to look across the globe. Excuse me. One only has to look across the globe to see how each and every nation right now is under trial. And it's happening at the same time. This is not some coincidence. It's not some strange aberration of a cool little PSYOP program. This isn't some momentary frustration because Facebook dropped your account or Twitter deleted your account today. This is a global awakening. At the core of it is God, and at the foundation of it is truth. Isaiah 34 begins, "Draw near me, O nations, to hear, and give attention, O peoples. Let the earth hear, and all that fills it, the world, and all that comes from it. For the Lord is enraged against all the nations, and furious against their host. He has devoted them to destruction, has given them over for slaughter. Their slain shall be cast out, and the stench of their corpses shall rise. The mountains shall flow with their blood, and the host of heaven shall rot away. And the skies roll up like a scroll, and their host shall fall, as leaves fall from the vine, like leaves falling from the fig tree." It's a rather profound opening when one considers the words of truth. Bold truth, hard truths, are things that we now, I believe, stand in a place, and I believe this, that we must be bold. And that means speaking the truths that others may not want to hear, not shying away because it's awkward, they're going to get triggered, my family doesn't like to hear the truth. That isn't the time anymore, because there is a time now that there is a judgment being put upon this land. I don't have to look any farther than to look at this promise of being taken care of, being saved from a simple pinprick. That pinprick is the deception. We all know it. And in that moment, when someone makes that choice, the question I ask every time is there a way that we could have reached them? Could we have spoken a truth to them that would have awakened them? One thing about Scripture in the Old Testament that shows very clearly is that when God's wrath comes upon the earth, God loves up until the very moment of that time. He extends hands, metaphorically speaking, to bring people back into the fold. He tries everything he can to love and to reclaim his children. But when wrath hits, it's a hammer. And it is a hammer that shakes the earth. Right now, we're witnessing a moment when people are truly making these decisions based on the wrong motive. And our truths have to be done in such a way, guided by Him, His breath, to speak those words, to find the way to their heart that have been darkened and encased in a wrapper of fear. We have a great mission before us that we're walking. When I say great, it doesn't mean that it's ticker tape parades and glorious times and clinking glasses because of all the wonderful things. This greatness is a hard climb. It is a climb, like I said, it's up the rock, that rock face. If you've ever free climbed, if you've ever free climbed and you've done it without ropes and truly free climbed on that face where every single hold of your fingers and your foot and your feet as you climb is what's holding you on that rock face. It's a connection with you and God and the rock. And if you slip, you know the consequences. They're very real. See, that's where we are right now. We're not in a place anymore of this kind of elastic lifestyle where we can fall and I've got a safety rope that catches me and I spring back up, kind of like the bungee cord thing, right? You fall, you jump off a cliff, but you're okay because that bungee cord is going to hold you. It's going to be a little weird. This is a moment in time when those safety ropes aren't there. It's like the training wheels have been taken off, and that first time you're getting put on the bike and you're like, go ahead, ride. Think back to that moment, because I think every one of us have had that moment when finally the training wheels are taken off. And you ride. And that first time you fall, you realize, oh, yeah, riding a bike is fun, but wow, this kind of hurts. The training wheels are off. God's moving. And truth is at the center point. I think more than anything, what is demanded of us all right now, and what I just feel every single day, it's this power of speak truth. And I think if there's anything that would bring God pleasure is to see everyone speak truth and quit speaking lies. It's a noise that's just rolling around, and we know it because we know where it's coming from. We know who's spewing those lies. The sadness is that there's so many that are absorbing those lies and walking them as if they are gospel. We must find the way to speak truth so that others can hear, but speak truth nonetheless. And in those moments when they don't, what does it take? You have to ask yourself and pray for that moment. And not everyone is going to listen. But if we don't make the effort to have people listen, there is a judgment on this land. And we are a remnant that is here for this time, for this place, to shake the trees, to awaken them, to move them from their comfort. People don't want to be moved from comfort. Comfort right now is a lie. Comfort right now is this cozy little place where they can believe that everything is going to be okay with just a little pinprick. Everything's going to return back to normal with just a little pinprick. Have a face diaper, don't worry. It's all going to go away with a little pinprick. Oh, but it won't quite work the way we say it will. You're probably going to have to wear that face diaper a little bit longer. But just take another little pinprick. And that should be okay, but we might have yet another little pinprick for you. It's a cycle of hell that they're starting to walk within. And the part that should hurt all of us, not as judgment, but as pain, is to know that we are witnessing part of us. We are all God's children making these decisions that are not been, that have not been well considered. They're making a decision based from an origin of fear. And when judgment comes, fear is not one of those things. It's an excuse. How would one answer the question if you were standing in judgment and said, why did you not listen? Why did you forsake me? There are so many ways that we can try to reach others. And the question we each have to ask is if we are doing everything we can. And that is the path we walk. It is our burden to carry, but above all, it is our responsibility to speak truth and speak it boldly. This hammer is upon us. And it's a hammer that needs to be upon us as a society. We need boldness. We need that place where God puts his wrath upon us, so to speak, to shake this world. I don't know that wrath looks like Sodom and Gomorrah. But what I do know is that we are at a breaking point where things are now, it's such a cusp of change that something has to give. And those sorts of frameworks are pretty easy to play to expose to people, because even if someone denounces God, and many do, and think it's foolishness to think that way, that science is the religion to rise up and save them, they can't deny the society is at a critical juncture in its existence as we know it, and that in that change, even when they take a pinprick, they have changed society. That is not ever going back the same way once you put something in you and it's in your mind to believe that something man-made will save you, will give you longer life. These lies are just so deep. And they're woven so deep within people. We are in such a tremendous moment in history to be. And none of us should in any way be afraid. It's an amazing point to be heard and be called upon, because we are part of this calling for truth that God's placing upon the world. God is here now, moving. And we're here with him for a reason, in this time, in this moment. Speak truth and speak it boldly. However that looks when you're standing with somebody, near somebody, we aren't trying to assault them. We aren't trying to belittle people. We're saying this out of such deep care and compassion. If we are there in that moment and we're working with God to speak the truth, he will guide us. We need to request that power, that we speak as if the mouth of God, and we speak with the love of spirit, but above all, we speak with the boldness of truth to shake people from their sleeping slumber. The days and weeks ahead are unknown. We know that. We would be foolish to try to prophesize what this will look like. We'd be foolish to try to put on dates as to when things are going to be. We'd be foolish to have expectations to understand how this is all going to work out. That's not our place. So, right now, above all, speak truth. Speak boldly. You know, it's such an amazing time. And it's such a powerful time that when we breathe into God, we find him moving through us. It doesn't take a lot to hear. All it takes is trust in him. And this is the hardest part in a time of a storm, is to trust. Let's just reflect deeply on what it is to be in a storm. You can imagine yourself sitting at the helm of a ship, your boat, no one else's. The storm is raging. The comfort place is the cabin below. It's a place we go down to buckle up. You can make some coffee. You can be shaken about a bit. You can even put on light and read while the storm tosses the boat about. But if there's no one at the helm, that boat's going to get wasted in that storm. When we are literally in that storm, and we're the only one in that boat, because each of us has our boat. It's not that we're not together with God, because we're all in this fleet, if you will, moving together. But the first thing is looking at that storm and speaking truth to yourself, knowing that it's going to be a hard night. It might be a hard day. There might not be much sleep. You might get cold. And you know that if you're going to be honest and honest with yourself, it's going to be tough. There's going to be moments that you're not going to want to endure this. That's part of being truthful and speaking truth. Is to speak truth to yourself as we stand and look and reflect at who we are. And it's when we just expose those moments of truth, when we expose those places within us that maybe they have some doubt, maybe there's some trepidation, maybe there's some fear. When we truly speak that honest truth, we're speaking truthfully to God. And putting ourselves in that place and then realizing how little we are in this world, and we are, we're seemingly in place of God, we are insignificant. And yet he's calling upon us. What an amazing consideration. How humbling that is. And it is in this moment that so much is being put upon us to live through Christ, the body of Christ, and all that we do to get to him and to walk in that true place of love of spirit and truth, but to speak boldly, to do so in a way that the world should be shaken a bit. 74 million voices voted for truth. And since then, those numbers have grown. And that's an army. It's one of the largest armies ever raised. It's an army that just has to speak and just has to trust in God and to shake the foundations of this world. We must be the light, we must be the salt. And in the process, we have to make ourselves almost like an earthquake, because we have to move those things in such a way. That people don't feel comfortable. It isn't about being comfortable. It's about facing truth and God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. And we thank you for the walk that you placed us on, and that walk you placed before us to humble us in your greatness, to remind us of all that was sacrificed for us to be here, to have life, and to have an access to you. Lord, give us strength, give us clarity, give us discernment as we speak boldly, as we shake the trees of lies, to expose the truth, to let people awaken and see clearly the path that they're on. Let us find that way to their hearts to break them from this path of deception. Let us have the courage to go where we feel even ourselves uncomfortable and yet reach those that need it most. Guide us, Lord, in all that we do. Protect us. Above all, help us find a way to crack open the darkness that encases so many, to strip away the fear and to give them hope, to extend a hand to build the bridges that they can return back to your fold, and in the end, reunite with you as one. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. Patriots, underneath this show, and we've had it, I put it up a few times yesterday, we have a new pamphlet available to assist you. It's a pamphlet on this current pinprick program. It's been designed for people to read it and to get them to think. So I encourage you to take that as one of the tools in your toolkit, to spread that around, to help shake people awake as we can. Be courageous. It's a time right now that we ourselves have to grow to this fight. God is moving, and things are being put under a judgment of sorts. And we're not here just to sideline. We have a big responsibility in this time. And that should empower all of us with intensity, a focus, and a humbling level of respect to realize that God has us here. So when I post the show, under this will be a link that you can find the link to the pamphlet, like you can find it yesterday if you go back and look. It's very clear what it is. And you can download it and use it as need be. So keep your head up. Keep your eyes forward. Tonight I'll be on Red Pill 78 with Zach. If you want to tune in there, I believe that's at 6 Pacific, 9 Eastern, if I'm not mistaken. And then late tonight, I'll be back for Fishers of Men at 9 p.m. Pacific and midnight Eastern. So head up, eyes forward, never bow to evil, never relent in this fight. Press in above all things. Trust in God. Speak truth boldly. Let him guide you. Pray a lot, because this country needs healing. And above all, remember, God will never forsake you. And in the end, God always wins. God bless, Patriots. Until the next time, out for now.
And embers fly wherever we were going. Fire and ice, we built our lives on survival. Oh, ocean. East of Eden, running with the wolves to freedom. If you listen, hear the whispers what the night knows. There's a revolution rising in the shadows. We hold inside a revival.